Welcome to Dafim Yerushalmi, the Shir sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an area in Daf Samech Aleph in the Oizah, the addition, starting in Daf Samech Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. So we learned in the Mishnah a three-way machlok regarding carrying exterior places. Ramir says that all the roofs are considered to be one big place. Rabbanan said no, every roof stands on its own. And Rav Shimon says that you combine together the roofs, the chatzeros, and the karfifos. Says the Gemara now, Tani, the Brisa says, Omar of Yudob Shasa Shmad, in the time of Shmad, when the Malchus was going to Xerus, and you know, we took the Sefer to learn, you went from the chatzah to the roof, from one roof to another roof, we couldn't learn, so we had to sneak in, went from the chutzah to the roof and went to learn. Nobody had a problem carrying from the chutzah to the roof, meaning see that carrying from the chutzah to the roof is allowed. Don't bring a rabbi from there. Shaz Hashmad, we're more makel, and we can rely on the opinion that says you could carry from chutzah to roof, but not necessarily that's what we pass in la'alocha. Continues the Gemara Semechav on Dalef. Omar Rebbe, Shoyni Mayinu Etzel Rab Shimon B'Tekoya. We used to learn Rab Shimon in Tekoya. We used to take oil and towels. Used to go from the courtyard to the roof, and then from the roof to the enclosed area outside the city, and from one karfof to another karfof. Until we reach the one which is next to the river. And we went to over there. So again, you see over here that you would carry from these different areas, one from each other. So when Ishtakas Omar, Arba Palkovan, comes out to be, there's four different opinions over here. Number one, the Shita Remeir called Gago Sehi Rishus Achasim. All the roofs of the city are considered to be one. Using here the Girsa of Chaim, the Gemara now brings the second Shita. Chaim Oimrim Kol Achas Rishus Latzo. Chaim argue and they say each roof stands on its own. Rabbi Yudon Oimer, that's the first price we mentioned we started off today. You combine together a courtyard and a roof. The Rabbi did not mention the idea of a karfof. Rav Shimon Oimer, that's again going back to our Mishnah. Chotzer v'gag v'karfof achasim. They're all considered to be one. The kelim sheshavs to b'soichem. The kelim were there before Shabbos. V'lo l'kelim sheshavs to b'toich habayis. But not for kelim that were there in the house. Because whatever's in the house, you can't carry to another chotzer, not to the roof. Rechon Omar b'shaloi irvu. Meaning there's no eruv among the houses. But if there's eruv among the houses, then the courtyard is part of the house. Then you can't take from the courtyard to the roof. Because the courtyard is part of the house, you can take from the house to the courtyard. That's all considered to be one. So the same way you can't take from the house to the roof, everybody agrees. You can't take from the chutzah to the house to the roof if you have an eruv. There's no difference if there was eruv or wasn't eruv. Because the kelim there were shavus in the chutz, so you could carry to the roof. Says the Gemara, Mastizo pligo al kud Rabbi Yochanan's girso al Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan that says that if there is an eruv between the houses and the chatzeres, then you cannot carry from the chutz to the roof. And we didn't speak about that case in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, how do we end? Lo la kelim sheshavus to the chabais, that the kelim that are in the house that you cannot carry to the roof. Im we talk about a case, there's no eruv. We use the Yusuf Reb Chaim. Meaning, there's no eruv, you can't take out from the house to the chutzah. Of course you can't take it to the roof. What's the chiddush? So the fact that we're saying that for anything that's in the house, you cannot carry it to the roof. Whatever's in the chutzah, you could carry it to the roof. Masha, there is eruv, therefore you could take from the house to the chutzah. You just can't take it to the roof. Says the Gemara, no, the Mishnah comes and tells us that you, if not for the kelim shebetoich habayis, it's not referring to the roof. It's referring to what? From one chutzah to another chutzah. In a case that you have two chatzers, and each one did an eruv. So I'm telling you, you can't take from one chutzah to another chutzah. Meaning kelim that were in the house, that you could take out to the chutzah because of the eruv, these kelim you can't take to the other chutzah. And that's the chiddush, afilu kelim lo lekelim shishav to the soichoi. And the chiddush is that if it's in the house, you cannot take it to the next chutzah. That's why we had this sentence. So there's no raya, the case you talk about for chutzah the gag, you talk about within a roof. So the Gemara, born the case of Shem Abyeisi Ba'aboyin, I said the Shmuel Lerav, meaning Shmuel Lerav, you have an argument, But Tarvayu pligin el shitos de Rabbi Yochanan. They're both arguing Rabbi Yochanan because they explain that we talk about it when you have any roof. Why? Because the Tanina called Gaga Sayir Rishus Akas. We learn that all the roofs could be one Rishus according to our mayor. Shua Amad Beisatayim Ravah Metaltim Beafilkura Filkuraim. That's the machlokes we saw before. That according to Shmuel, you could carry only two seis. According to Rav, you could carry as much as you want. And the Gemara continued and explained in the previous daf that we're talking when they did an Eruv. And that's when we're talking about according to Rameir that you could carry. So if according to Rameir we speak about Eruv, also according to Rav Shimon that says you could take from the roof to the chatzah to the karfav, speak about it with an Eruv. So mainly this is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan that he learned that we talk about with no Eruv. Halacha Bei Zog de Mishnah. Gag Godol Samuch Lekoton. You have a large roof next to a small roof. Hagodol Mutor Vakoton also. Why is that so? So simple understanding, as we mentioned before, is that the Godol has his opening to the Koton is an opening because you still have walls on each side. But the Koton has no walls at all to the place where he's open to the big roof. And therefore, Hagodol is Mutor, the Koton is also. Similarly, Chotzer Gedoylo Shifrotz Lektano. Have a big Chotzer open to a small Chotzer. Hagdoilu Muter is because it has walls on each side. We're holding the Samachal on base. Faktana Asur Brishi Kipitcha Shagdoilu. Because the small becomes the opening of the big one. So the Gemara God also with Koton and God of Mutter of Koton also. Mastisin Beoiso Agak. Meaning we talk about that the God has no other roof next to it. The only roof next to it is a small one and the large one stands on its own. Abubi Gagak here also. But if you have another roof open to it, it becomes Asur. In what case? Explains the Gemara. We're talking about Bishovi. That's the case of Chaim. Avalim Eino Shovi Mutter. Meaning, if one roof, the big roof, has an opening to another roof, which is the same size of it, or if it's larger than it, so meaning it's completely open to that other roof. So it has the same problem that the small one has when it's open to the big one. So why do I say that the big one you can carry in and only the small one you can't? You have to say that the big one is standing on its own. But if the roof that's standing next to it, the additional third roof, right? You have a small roof, open it to a big roof. And that big roof is what? Is open to another roof. And that other roof is small as well, then you have no issue because then you have your four mechitzas around this roof. Continues the Gemara now. The Gemara now is referring to Shmuel, which is not mentioned many times in the Yerushalayim. You're missing a piece of Gemara. Which Shmuel are we referring to? As a Shmuel that's mentioned in the Bavli. Shmuel speaks about a koisel. You had a wall between two chatzeres before Shabbos. And then the koisel fell. So says Shmuel, you could carry until the wall, each one could carry until the wall, because Shabbos, we live a hutro hutro. Beginning of Shabbos, there was a wall there. The wall fell down, they still could carry. Says the Gemara, Masniso, our Mishnah, Pligal Shmuel. It's arguing at Shmuel, because it says in our Mishnah, Chotzer Gedoyi Lo Shifretzo Lektano, Hagdoyi Muter Zektano, Asuro. And the Gemara understands, Nifretzo means Nifretzo in Shabbos. And he told me that this Shabbos, the Ketana, cannot carry. Why not? Why don't you say that you carry to the place where the mechitzas were? According to Shmuel, that's how it works. Answers the Gemara. Chavaya Omen Kamei Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Chayo. Say the name of Rav Chayo. Matamor Shmuel B'Shabazu. Matahim Astisa B'Shabasabo. Shmuel speaks that this Shabbos the wall fell, so you can still carry. What I'm just talking about, the mechitza fell last Shabbos or in the middle of the week. And we're talking about when the next Shabbos comes, the question is, what can you carry? We see the Ketana cannot carry, the Gedolah could carry, because when Shabbos started, there was really no Mechitza. Continue the Gemara and says, Man non kaimin, what we talk about in our Mishnah, we said, when you have a small roof and a big roof, or a small chatzar and a big chatzar, so you can't carry in the small one, but you could carry in the big one. In Bishirvu, if they did a Eruv between these two chatzars, or these two roofs, Eruv Echot ben Meshabbos Zu, ben Meshabbos Habo, Yimutar. If you have an Eruv, so you should be able to carry it, even if there's no mechitza, because the Eruv makes it one. In Bishloiru Kol Yikur, if there's no Eruv at all, meaning you don't have no Eruv between the chatzeres or the roofs and the houses, and not even between every chatz or every roof of its own house. So Be Meshabbos Zu, Be Meshabbos Habo, Yasur, should be Asur. Because we're talking about Kalim Sheshov Suabai, he's talking about the vessels that were in the house, and you're not allowed to take out from the house to the chatz if there's no Eruv. Obviously, talk about cases where you have multiple houses over here. So says the Gemara, Madeava Uvdo, Hachiava Uvdo. And how will you explain this case of Shmuel? Was there Eru? There's there Eru, so of course you can carry between the two Chatzeros. Says the Gemara, my boy in Barkhanu, Kamir Ravlo, Bishav Eru, Zuiv Niatzmo, Vizuiv Niatzmo. The case of Shmuel is that each Chatzor did its own Eru. And that a Mechitzo, so the Eru is good enough. That's only for that Shabbos, for the next Shabbos, not. And that's why afilu ken, each one did his own eruv. Hakdula gedolim uteres shiloi nifritz abim loya. It's not fully open. You have four mechitzas over here. Vektana asura shnifritz abim loya. And therefore, for the next Shabbos, you can't rely on this eruv. So the Gemara's question was: is there any eruv? Is there full eruv or no eruv? Says the Gemara: there's a partial eruv. There's an eruv for each chatzar on its own, each roof on its own, but there's no eruv that connects both chatzaros together. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah. Chotzer shenivritzo l'shus harabim. You have a chotzer which is open to shus harabim. So maknis mitoicho l'shus hayochid. U'mishus hayochid l'toicho. So if someone takes shus hayochid into it, or from another from into it or shus hayochid, chayav di Rabbi Lazar. So according to Rabbi Lazar, this chotzer is considered to be shus harabim. We'll see in the Gemara what's exactly the case. V'chachom ha'imrim, one gears that we have over here is misoicho l'shus hayochid, from it to shus hayochid, or mishus harabim l'soicho. In both cases, it's not Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Lazar said, and it's also not Rosh Hashanah, it's in between, so you're potter of a loser. So it explains the Gemara. Rabbi Zireko, Rabbi Yaakov, Baboy, Mishim, Rabbi Chanino. Leomar, Rabbi Lazar, Elim, Moka, Mechitzis. Rabbi Lazar says that because of Rosh Hashanah, it's not the entire Chotzer. It's only that wall that fell off. There's a wall that fell down. The area of the wall, that becomes Rosh Hashanah. And obviously, if they add b'shenitlu rosh hazavirus, meaning the area of the wall is completely gone, also the two corners. Because if the two corners are sticking out, so it's not really shus harabim. However, it to be shus harabim means the entire wall fell off, and also the two edges, so completely that whole thing doesn't exist, it becomes shus harabim. Ubilvad barbo, Rabbi Chaim, in the second explanation, it says, what does it mean? It means at least you have to have at least a place of four tfachim in order for this mechitza to become a shus harabim, should be a mokam choshuv. So that's explanation number one. But Rabbi Zehiru Avilu Tavrei Namri Nasur Shalom Mimokam Echitzos. According to Rabbi Lazar, what's also is the entire chatzah because of Shus Rabbim. Avimokam Echitzos, I feel Rabbanon might do. The actual place of the Mechitzah, even Rabbanon agree that that's what Shus Rabbim. So the one that's the Chabay Samud Aleph. Omav Zreikon, Zimnim Sagim Pashatis Im Rav Yaakov Bar Born. Many times I learned with Rav Yaakov Bar Born, but like Shabbos bin Nidam Milsa, I never heard that he said this idea that Rabbi Lazar is talking only Mokam Echitzes. As Rav Zreika quoted from him, Omer Leis, Rav Zreika told him, "Veleis Barnash Avishah Milo Teleis Chaver Shmiyale." Didn't it happen sometimes that someone hears something that someone else did not hear? Meaning, I heard this from Rav Yaakov Bar Born. You didn't hear. Lo Shamati Ain't Right. The fact he didn't hear it doesn't mean he didn't say it. He told it to me. Rav Yirmiyahu. B'shem Rav, he also says like Rav Zeiko, B'shenitlu Roshay Zavir is Bekan Mekan, meaning that area, place of the Mechitza becomes Rosh Rabim, as long as the corner is also removed. U'bilvad B'shove. Another condition is that the entire Mechitza fell off and there's no Gidudim, meaning there's no leftover wall. Because if there's any leftover of the wall, so then it will be a Karmelis and it will not be Rosh Rabim. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Erevin Dav Samech Aleph.